Welcome to the How To Dressage Podcast, and in this episode, we're going to look at how to keep your horse attentive to your aids. So if you are to have any influence over your horse's way of going, he must first be attentive. If your horse falls asleep, becomes easily distracted, or somehow even forgets that you're on his back, then you're going to struggle. So in this podcast episode, we're going to go through the reasons on why you need to have your horse attentive and give you some tips on how you can go about achieving it. So first things first, let's start by answering that question of why do you need your horse to be attentive? Well, if your horse is not on your aids, then you will have a limited ability to improve your horse's balance, to position and prepare him sufficiently for movements and turns, and to improve his paces. You also will not get very high marks in a dressage test. Now, if your horse's attention is outward on his surroundings, as opposed to what you are asking him to do, then he can also be more inclined to spook and see imaginary tigers in hedges. Now, you need your horse to be focused on you if you are to have any chance of him performing dressage movements accurately and correctly. Now, if your horse is not attentive, then you do not have the ability to train him. Instead, you are a mere passenger. Now, in contrast, once your horse is in the zone, he will listen to your aids and react instantly to your instructions. Your transitions will be sharp and immediate, your changes of directions will be balanced and smooth, and the harmony between you both will be perfect. So now we know why we want our horses to be attentive, how do we actually go about achieving it? Well, there are two main reasons as to why your horse is not attentive to your aids, and they are as follows. So the first reason is that your horse has dropped behind your leg and has gone to sleep. And the second reason is that your horse is distracted by something else in his environment. Now, in both of these instances, your horse is not paying attention to you. So what we're going to do is we're going to give you four tips to help you regain his attention and to help you maintain his focus. So the first tip, tip number one, is that you need to keep him interested. We all get bored if we're performing the same task over and over again, and your horse is no different. So make sure that you're not riding around the outside track endlessly. Make plenty of changes of direction and pace to help keep things interesting and include lots of different exercises in your daily schooling sessions to help spice things up. So you can do things such as riding squares, half circles of different sizes, serpentines and loops. And you can also use changes of pace within those exercises to help keep your horse listening to you. For example, you could ride a three-loop serpentine in working trot with a transition to walk every time you cross the centre line. You could also ride the serpentine in a collected canter with a simple change every time you cross the centre line. But basically, the aim of the game is to keep the horse guessing. If the horse doesn't know what's coming next, then he's more likely to stay tuned into your aids than to switch off or to be distracted by something else that's happening outside of the arena. Now, moving on to tip number two, which we've just slightly touched on, and that is to use transitions. Transitions within the pace, and also from gate to gate, are almost guaranteed to keep your horse's attention on you. For example, try riding transitions from medium trot to extended trot and then to collected trot. Then ask your horse to halt, rein back a few steps, and continue in a collected canter. Remember that lazy horses that drop off your forward aids can be sharpened up by using upward transitions. For example, ride a transition from collected canter into an extended canter and back again, or from halt directly into medium trot. These are all great ways to help wake your horse up and to get him in front of your leg. Now the next tip, tip number 3, is lifestyle management. So if you have a horse that tends to go to sleep when you're schooling him, or if you're riding him at a show, then you could possibly try keeping him inside in his stable the night before the event. Because it may be that your horse has spent the night partying with his friends in the field, or maybe he has stuffed himself so full of grass that all he wants to do is sleep all day long, when you need him to pay attention and you need him to work. Now also, make sure that his weekly training plan includes a variety of activities, and that he's not spending every single day just trotting around the outside of the arena. So you could do lunging, long reining, groundwork, hacking, pole work, cavalletti and jumping. These are all great ways to help prevent your horse from getting stale and getting bored. Now the last tip we have for you, tip number 4, is to desensitize your horse to distractions. Because many horses are distracted when they go out and especially at competitions. And this is not surprising given that the location is different and there are lots of strange sights, smells and sounds for the horse to experience. Now the competition might be in an indoor arena when you and your horse are always used to riding outside, or vice versa. Now also you will probably be working in with many other horses, whereas at home you may ride on your own. So to help get your horse used to this, try hiring different arenas or ask a friend if you can join them at their home arena for a schooling session. Try taking your horse on a beach ride or a trail ride and incorporate some schooling into that. Maybe look at adding a few pots of flowers, tie some balloons to your arena fences, or randomly place some traffic cones in the middle of your arena and school your horse in there. Now if your horse is always distracted by people walking around at a competition venue, then ask a few friends to stroll past the arena chatting on their phone whilst you are schooling. Basically, the aim of the game is that you need to find as many potential distractions as possible and challenge your horse to remain attentive to your aids whilst they are going on. Now, the more that your horse is exposed to, then the more likely that these outside distractions will become normal, and therefore, they won't be a distraction at all. So to wrap this episode up, if you struggle to keep your horse attentive to your aids, you will not be able to influence his way of going, which will limit your progression. Now, your horse may be bored with doing the same thing over and over again in the same place, or he may be distracted by what's going on in his surroundings. So to help combat this loss of attention, look at shaking up your training schedule to include lots of different activities, and during your schooling sessions, make sure to ride lots of transitions and movements to help keep your horse fully focused on you. Lastly, some desensitization work might be useful if your horse is easily distracted by strange sights and sounds when they're out at a competition. Eventually, those outside interferences will fade into the background and your horse will remain attentive to your aids. Now, if you have any questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, our books, our training diaries and competitions, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you for taking the time to listen to our podcast and we hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff which is available on our website howtodressage.com and pop by Amazon for our range of dressage books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.